Tony! Tony! Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. Do you sometimes feel that life is just one bill to pay after another? Then save money on that permanent wave you need by giving yourself a Tony Home Permanent. A Tony wave is guaranteed to look just as lovely, last just as long as a $15 beauty shop wave, or your money back. Yet the Tony kit, complete with plastic curlers, costs only $2. And once you have the curlers, all you need for each new permanent is the Tony refill that costs only $1. Today, ask for Tony. Be sure to follow the simple directions, and you'll find it's easy to give yourself a beautiful Tony Home Permanent. The wave that gives that natural look, T-O-N-I, Tony. And now, this is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. Though Peggy King is married to Ken Martinson now, she feels very insecure. And who can blame her? Though she tries to repress the knowledge, she knows very well that her husband is in love with Nora. Well, it's about 9 in the morning now, and she and Ken are on their way to Page Memorial Hospital.
Ken, are you still annoyed with me for working at the hospital? You really shouldn't be, you know. I'm doing all right.
So I hear.
Well, then what is it that's bothering you? Is it the fact that I want to make a donation to Page Memorial?
Quite a donation.
Clinics do cost money.
Yeah, $100,000.
I can afford it.
Can you?
Yes, dear.
That isn't the impression I got from your father.
Well, don't listen to Dad. Parting with money comes hard to him, even if it's my money. I guess that's why the rich get richer. And besides, I'm coming into a lot more money when I'm 30.
That's nice. I'll still have a rich wife.
Is that bad?
No, it's very reassuring. Gives me a feeling of security. Isn't that what everyone's looking for?
Oh, Ken, why so bitter?
Am I bitter?
Yes, you resent my money and you don't want me to spend it.
I'm a very unreasonable guy.
Aren't you?
Look, Peggy, if it were any other hospital but Page Memorial...
And what's wrong with Page Memorial?
Do you need a diagram?
It might help.
In case you've forgotten, Peg, I worked there.
Well, what difference does that make?
It makes a lot of difference. Any promotion I get at Page Memorial, I want to get on my own merits. Not on the fact that my wife has contributed money.
Oh, well, now you're being absurd.
Am I?
Yes, of course you are. You think that would make the slightest bit of difference to Dr. Jensen?
Maybe not to Dr. Jensen. But he isn't the only one who makes appointments. Anyway, I just don't like the idea. It makes me uncomfortable.
So the hospital doesn't get a clinic because of your delicate scruples. Well, that's rather selfish of you, don't you think?
No, I don't. I'm not trying to stand in your way. You can be as philanthropic as you want. There are quite a few other hospitals in town, Peg. I'm sure they'd welcome your money. Why does it have to be Page Memorial?
Because that's the hospital I'm interested in.
I wonder why.
Aha. I suppose you think Nora Drake has something to do with this.
Why bring her into the conversation?
Don't we always? And, darling, to forget Nora Drake for a moment, if that's possible. Since Page Memorial is your alma mater, and since your future is all wrapped up in that hospital, I should think you'd want to see them expand their facilities and improve their scientific standards. Or is that just a naive layman's point of view?
That's very clever.
I'm not trying to be clever. I'm merely looking facts in the face. Well, here we are. I'll be seeing you.
Wait a minute, Peg.
Yes, my love.
I don't want you to get mixed up with that clinic business.
So I gather.
Are you going to?
I'll see you later, Ken.
Morning, Peggy. See, you're on the job bright and early.
Well, early, anyhow. Nora, I came by your desk especially to learn something.
Oh?
Yeah, may I ask you a question?
Of course. What is it?
Nora, does my working at the hospital annoy you? Oh, now, please be very frank. I want an honest answer.
Not at all.
Are you sure?
Peggy, you want me to be very frank, so I will be. When I first heard that you were coming here as a volunteer, I didn't like the idea at all. I thought it meant trouble. Well, I was wrong. It worked out very nicely. I don't mind your being here one bit.
I'm very glad to hear it. I wish Ken felt the same way.
Does he still object?
He objects to anything I do so far as this place is concerned. Seems to me, though, that he's carrying things just a little too far.
How do you mean?
Well, I had a talk with Dr. Jensen the other day, and he told me that the hospital needs a new outpatient clinic. So I promised him that I'd raise the money. Now, somehow that's made Ken very unhappy.
Why should it?
You tell me.
How much money were you trying to raise?
$100,000. And I had my father's word that he'd help. He was going to contribute $10,000 and then get his friends to contribute the rest. And all of a sudden he backed out. And I'm sure it's only because Ken asked him to.
I see.
Well, I think the hospital ought to get that clinic if I have to pay for it myself. Well, do you see anything wrong in that? Because Ken does. He thinks I shouldn't do it. It's all right to help any other hospital, but not Page Memorial. Does that make any sense to you?
I suppose he has his reason.
Well, if he does, he's kept them a secret from me. Anyhow, Nora, what I want is your opinion. Tell me what you think of the idea, and then I'll be guided by whatever you say. Well, Nora?
I'm sorry, Peggy. That's your problem.
Well, I know it is, but I'm asking you to help me.
I'm afraid I can't help you very much.
But that's silly. You must have an opinion about it one way or the other. Why don't you tell me what you think? Oh, I'm sorry, Nora. You're quite right. It is my problem. I'll have to solve it in my own way.
Now let's turn the clock ahead. It's a little before 6 in the evening, a few blocks from the hospital. A young man is walking slowly down Mason Street. When he reaches a small red brick apartment house in the middle of the block, he stops. Yes, that's Bob Keating on his way to Nora's apartment. And if he's very tense and fearful right now, it's because he's uncertain of his reception. When he reaches the door of Nora's apartment, his ring is answered by Nora's father.
Bob, where have you been keeping yourself? I haven't seen you in ages.
Haven't you? Where's Nora?
Oh, she'll be home soon. Come on, sit down.
Okay.
Well, tell me, Bob, what have you been doing with yourself? You still have that newspaper job?
No, I quit, Mr. Drake.
Really? Well, what are you doing now? Anything?
Of course, I'm working day and night on a book. A very momentous book. A great contribution to our American culture.
Oh?
You don't believe me either, do you? Used to be a good gag at one time. I'll have to find another one.
What's wrong, Bob?
Not a thing.
Isn't that chair comfortable?
What? Oh, yeah, it's fine. I've just been sitting all day. Did you say that Nora was going to be home soon?
That's right. Say, Bob, you haven't eaten yet, have you?
No, why?
Well, I bought more steak than we need. How about joining us for dinner?
Dinner? Well, I didn't figure on it.
Oh, why don't you, Bob? We'd be glad to have you.
I'm not so sure that Nora...
Well, Nora will be delighted.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Bob, is something wrong?
No.
Well, I mean, the way you... Well, Bob, where are you going?
I'll be around some other time, Mr. Drake.
Yes, but Nora will be home any minute now. You don't want
I'm sorry, Mr. Drake. I can't stay. Do me a favor, will you? Don't tell Nora I was here.
Bob, wait, I...
About Nora Drake in just a moment. Our guest this morning is Mrs. Valerie Gwazdecki of Paterson, New Jersey. One might even say that Mrs. Gwazdecki is two Tony twins in one. If that's confusing, we'll let her explain it to you.
Well, I don't have two heads.
Oh?
As a matter of fact, the top of my hair is quite natural.
I see.
The curl. And the ends are straight and rather unmanageable.
Mm-hmm.
After having several beauty shop permanents, I found that they were, oh, very unmanageable and frizzy on the ends and not at all like the rest of my hair.
I see.
So I tried Tony Home Permanent and found that they were so natural that you couldn't tell where my natural curl ended and the Tony began.
How many Tonys have you had, by the way?
I've had three.
And how long do they usually last you?
Oh, about 7 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Just about the average. I'd say somewhere between 6 to 8. How about manageability?
Oh, I find it very manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And I've recommended it to several of my friends. And, in fact, my stepmother, who's a professional beauty operator, both uses it and recommends it above all others.
And I will say this, that your Tony looks lovely on rainy days because we can't get any days that are rainier than this one, and it looks swell right now. How do your friends like your Tony, Mrs. Gwazdecki?
Oh, they like it very much. Mm-hmm.
You've recommended it to them?
That's right.
And everybody you recommend the Tony Home Permanent to likes it very much, is
that's
that right?
That's right.
Well, Mrs. Gwazdecki, after what you told our listeners, the fact that Tony makes your hair look so natural and it's so easily manageable, I'm sure they'll want to try Tony right away. You know, ladies, more than 1 million women a month give themselves lovely Tony Home Permanents. Yes, each month more than 1 million women use Tony. The Tony kit with plastic curlers costs only $2, and the curlers can be used again and again. For your second Tony Permanent, all you need is a Tony refill. It costs only $1, yet there's no finer wave at any price. Thank you, Mrs. Gwazdecki, for telling us about your Tony and for taking the time to come down. Here is the gift of a lifetime, a lovely 17-jewel Bulova wristwatch and a Tony refill so you can have your next home permanent on us.
Thank you so much.
And now just a word to the folks at home. Ladies, if you've had an experience with Tony Home Permanent you'd like to tell on the air, let us know. Simply write about your Tony experience, telling us when you may be in New York. Just write to Nora Drake, care of NBC New York. That's Nora Drake, NBC New York. Maybe you'll be invited to appear on this coast-to-coast broadcast. There's amazement on Arthur Drake's face as he watches Bob Keating slam the door behind him. He's completely bewildered by Bob's strange behavior. Perhaps he wouldn't be, though, if he knew what happened only a few days ago. Knew that Nora had definitely broken with Bob. Told him she didn't want to see him again. Now, even in the hardest water, you can get soft water shampooing. Yes, Tony Cream Shampoo alone gives you soft water shampooing. No water softener is needed. Enriched with lanolin, Tony Cream Shampoo rinses away dandruff instantly and brings out all the natural beauty of your hair. So get the handy tube or jar of Tony Cream Shampoo. It's new. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the Cream Cold Wave.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.